this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning, everyone. Continuation of Word of Eternal Life message from Jesus Ministries from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9. We finished with verse 37 last time. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." See, very important part of this gospel of Jesus Christ that we need to have enough people to preach the word. To preach the word correctly is the most important thing for the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, there are a lot of people today, maybe we don't know we have enough preachers. See, my mentor, a pastor mentor who was my district presbyter in Fort Lauderdale years ago, he got retired and he told me one time that, "Pastor Chaco, in this coming generation, even your generation, there will be shortage of preachers because a lot of priest preachers are not mentoring the next generation or another person." See, the ministry sort of became selfishness. A lot of people are becoming self-centered, not Jesus-centered, right? Their message of gospel is flipping to own personal matters. Everything's for themselves. And you cannot have a heart for yourself. The ministry belongs to Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says, The ministry need to be preached. If no one is preaching, how people going to hear, right? In the gospel, in the Romans epistle, Paul teaches this particular topic. It is the ones who the feet of those who bring good news, speaking about Isaiah prophesied about the good news preaching of the millennium time in the book of Isaiah in the last chapter, where he talking about that good be the feet of those who bring good news. See, that is very true in the Jesus ministry as well. In the Jesus ministry, which was started like 2024, almost 25 years ago, which was by the preaching of the word. We have been, what is the word? Word is the message of God, which God has spoken through his prophets, and the word which was spoken through Jesus himself, the word which was spoken through his apostles as well, the 12 apostles Jesus had, and not all of them written down the message, or they did not receive a specific message like Paul, John, Peter, James, I believe there is not every apostles out of 12 of them did not write epistles. That sometimes people are saying, and there are some documents or apocrypha where they are talking about some other gospels which was not approved by the first time when they sat down about to collect the correct epistles and the gospels and the book of the Bible. So that's a different topic. Now I would not go into it, but not all Israel accepted good news. See, at the time when Jesus was preaching, not all Israel did not accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now we said that the Lord God Father anointed him to preach the gospel of the good news, which is in Isaiah 61. And that was prophesied, like I mentioned last message, 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. Isaiah prophesied, he died after his ministry, and the word was written down. And the same word he already preached in Judea, all over the southern kingdom, and where he was the minister of the gospel, actually, we call him a prophet, but Isaiah was a gospel, a preacher of the Old Testament as well, also a prophet. Amen. Now, Lord, who was believed our message? See, when Isaiah was preaching the message of repentance to Jewish people about the coming of the Messiah, and he said how Messiah will suffer for the people of humanity, first for Jews, then for Gentiles. It says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, salvation is the power of God for those who first believe, Jews, then to Gentiles. Why it is first Jews, then Gentiles? Because Jesus came through Jews, and that was where he was sent to preach. Now, he touched base with some Gentiles as well in the western part of the Roman territory at the time, which is which is today's Lebanon and those region. But Jesus also preached to the Samaritans. Now, did not speak to all of them, but he did speak to. Now, the subject here is that Israelites all did not believe in Jesus at the first time. Now, the reason I read this is not for that purpose, just to say that how that message is to be sent. The Lord who has believed our message, that time everyone did not believe that. So Isaiah was complaining to God that, God, how many people believed us? Not everyone believed. Now, consequently, faith comes from hearing. See, this is the core of the word I wanted to read. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. See, word of Christ is the scripture, because Christ himself was the word. God was speaking through the prophets, which was Christ, you know, and Christ was spoken through the prophets in the Old Testament, coming out of the mouth of God, the Holy Yahweh, his son Christ was speaking through him, and his word was coming. He was the word, and he was speaking through the prophets in the Old Testament time until Malachi the prophet, and then John the Baptist came 400 years later. Amen. And then John preached about the coming of the Messiah, the preparation for the coming of the Lord, as it was prophesied by Isaiah in chapter 40. So now Christ was preaching, praise the Lord. This is 2025 years ago, Christ was preaching. Now it says, Paul says, you don't hear the message unless somebody preached. You hear the message of Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Of course they did. See, Isaiah was asking earlier, and in his prophecy, in the later part of the prophecy, that God, who heard our message? Did anybody heard? But Paul is taking that part of the prophecy and preaching it here, right, which Isaiah preached, and saying, right, did they not hear? Paul answers, of course they heard. People in Judea and Jerusalem, they did hear Jesus, the message. But the voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. See, the word of God has gone throughout the world. After years, many preachers came and it was preached. See, you have to receive chapter 10 of Romans, 9th verse and the 10th verse, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So someone told me, he's a seminary professor with so many degrees and he's always busy. He's a busybody man with a PhD and everything. The man says, this word is incorrect. See, I don't know where he got that idea. This word says, you have to repent. You will be saved, right? If you confess, see, confession is the repentance. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, right? And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your mouth, with your heart, that you believe and are justified, but it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. See, you have to, what does that mean? If you confess with your mouth, means you are going to say, Lord, forgive me, I am sinner. See, you have to open your mouth and say that. Now, someone say, hey, don't God hear our heart? Yeah, God hear your heart, but you are the sinner, you need to repent. I have to repent. You are not bigger than God. Just obey is better than sacrifice. Your ideas are okay, but God wants you to repent. You will not get saved. You need to be saved. You need to repent by your heart, confess by your heart, and believe. You have to believe and confess. Now, some said, just believe, don't confess. I'm not sure where that is coming from. You see, Bible says that if the word is not written in the scripture, which is coming out of somebody's mouth, something else, that's not from the Father. It's not from the Father. What is in the scripture, the Father spoke, the Christ through Christ is the scripture. And Jesus, he was compassionate to people. You have to have that heart of people. That you, Jesus had compassion? Because he has the same heart of the Father. He created us. He was in the Father. He was with the Father. Him and the Father and the Holy Spirit created us. The whole universe, then human. And then God is concerned because he is the one who paid the price for us. He is the one who created us. He is the one who has pain about us. See, if you buy some material, some things which even get destroyed, see, everything in the earth will get destroyed at the end anyway. No matter how much money you have, no matter how much gold you preserved, see, that's going to be burned out. You see, the elements will melt at the end, Bible says in book of Peter, 1 Peter. And Peter says the elements will melt and everything will burn out, and when God recreate the universe, and then what is the elements probably melt and they will be still there, all the chemicals and elements. The chemicals can burn out, but elements, even if burn out, they melt and dissolve and they come back to the solid state again. So, I'm not going to speak about too much of the chemicals and chemistry on that. So, my purpose of here is speaking the gospel. So, Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. See, that's the purpose of reading Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, that without somebody speaking the word, how would somebody listen, hear? So, it's a matter of fact that everyone need to hear the scripture, the whole world. Now, every part of the corner of the earth will hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, that is our goal. But there will be another set of preachers in the tribulation time, that some people believe that, oh, we need to do this, we need to rush and get this done. Yes, very good idea. We wanted to get it done as much as we want to do it. That is a good thought, and that God will bless for that. But God has a plan. God says God will send 144,000 elect from the Jewish nation, from every tribe, 12,000 from each tribe, 144,000 for the purpose of preaching the gospel in the tribulation time. What is tribulation time? After Jesus come, the rapture take place, the dead in Christ will rise, and those who live will transform, and they all will take up to the midair. Christ will take us to heaven, to the Father's home, which he said in Gospel of John chapter 15. Jesus said that, I will return, I will take you to my house. I'm preparing a house for you, place for you in my Father's home. I am preparing a place for you. So that will happen when Christ returns, which can happen anytime. Now, will the gospel will be completely preached to every part of the earth at the time? May not be, because there will be another messengers, 144,000 in the book of Revelation, speaking about them will be preaching the gospel in the end of times. And in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus said that the gospel of the kingdom will be preached at the end. That will be the last time. So there is time, there will be gospel preached even after this, that will Jesus have already, God has already programmed. But now, from the time of Jesus Christ, 2024 years ago, from all that time onwards, there were a shortage of preachers. Because at the time Jesus Christ was preaching and healing the sick and casting out demons, there wasn't anybody else other than Jesus Christ. Then he had his apostles. He trained, preached, taught a group of people who are known as the 12 disciples. Jesus ordained them as the apostles. So we need to pray. From that time, he was asking his disciples to pray that the Lord will send more disciples. And more disciples did come. More disciples come. And even today there are disciples, but we want to make sure they are compassionate to the sheep. See, the shepherd has to be compassionate to their sheep. The shepherd has not to be only taking the economy from the people. See, the shepherds can take the economy from the people if they feed them, if they give them, drive them towards the living water, which is Holy Spirit, if they teach them the scripture, the word of God, and give them enough nourishment, and bless them, and pray for them, intercede for them, and inquire about their well-being. I don't see that happen today. Very, very, very limited. Very, very, very little. So in that situation, we are looking for people who are compassionate, preachers who are compassionate, shepherds who are compassionate to God's people. Now, as we continue going from this to the next chapter, verse chapter 10 of Matthew, he called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and heal especially disease and sickness. See, every disease and sickness. So Jesus have the power. See, the question is, does the preacher has the power received from Jesus? This is the biggest question, that because the end of the times, we are in the end times, but end time is actually after Jesus' return, and then there will be the 7 years of tribulation in the world. That is actually the end of the time. Now we are coming towards that. And then the 12 disciples were empowered. This is the only time that the disciples have done this. In the Gospel of Luke that we can read, Jesus sent in the 11th chapter another 70 people. The first time he sent 12 people, and then he empowered them. He gave them the power, authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. See, this is my thing. I want everyone who go to church and go into some churches and also need to look into this particular matter. Is the people of God has authorized, or they do heal, they pray and people get healed? Now, not every situation everybody get healed. There are different circumstances, but in general, people get healed, because if you are empowered by Christ and the Holy Spirit, we generally speaking in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit did it. The Holy Spirit empowered you. The Holy Spirit through Christ. Now, ultimately, it is Christ. Everything is in Christ, which is handed over to us through the Holy Spirit. When he appoint a person, number one, these are the things we need to check. The end of times, like such as today, amen, we need to see who we are following, Who are we following? Are we following Jesus Christ, and are we following someone who is appointed by Jesus Christ? Are we following somebody anointed to do the ministry of Jesus Christ? Are we following somebody empowered or appointed by authority given by Jesus Christ? Now, a lot of people can say, oh, I am authorized, I am empowered, but there are some benchmarks. Our major churches have established certain benchmarks. See, sometimes they only have the benchmark, they don't have the anointing. Sometimes the people just go through a process. There's different, so many years of schooling, studying the Bible, theology, went to an approved institution by them, and you get approved, you pass the examination, you pass the test, you pass the background check, and all those things, all the procedures. But ultimately, are you authorized by Jesus Christ to drive out evil spirit? Are you authorized by Jesus Christ to heal every disease and sickness? Now, if Jesus Christ have done it, and if you have the Spirit of Jesus Christ leading you, driving you, your ministry, you are to do the same. Now, it may not be the case with every single ministers of the gospel that they are going to raise the dead. That's the biggest miracle. You know, heal the sick, cast out demons, raising the dead. Now, in that part, when Jesus spoke to his apostles in Mark 16, 15 and 16, and Matthew 28, end of the chapter, they did not speak about raising the dead. Now, you know, if someone has to rise from the dead, if that person died for whatever reason, it is God's decision, ultimately, if this person needs to live. Now, there is a lot of questions sometimes, why we don't raise the dead anymore, right? Now, is it necessary? It is God decide. So ultimately, we also have lack of faith. We all, including me, we all talking about lack of faith. See the faith, if we have the faith, Jesus said, you can move the mountain. Means it's not physically the mountain you are looking in front of you. It is the mountainous problem in front of you. The mountainous information which you are facing. The battle you have, the facing the spiritual and material problems you are in front of you that can be moved by your faith and prayer. Pray in faith. Now, the question is, are you authorized or you have the authority to do the ministries of Jesus? This is the problem. This is what threw me off. See, when I was called, I'm not going to tell you, I was a pharmacist and a doctor of pharmacy, and I was getting to do the research, scientist job, preparing to do that, and teaching and research. God called me. He said to me, I'll show you something greater, that I have the power. I have the power over diseases. I have the power over cancer. I have the power over different sickness. And I am not testifying. I have a testimony, but I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to make an advertisement. But in reality, God did heal people. God did heal cancer. God healed rheumatoid arthritis. God healed some severe headaches. God healed eye problems, healed a blind person. And there were many, many, many. But that's part of the gospel. And as you preach, this must happen. And there were 12 of the apostles. And here in the Matthew's gospel, it is written, the 12 of them. And also in the Gospel of Luke, we can read there the 12 of the apostles. They were sent out with the following instructions. Verse 5, Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely you give. See, when you follow people, go to churches, I want everyone to think, who are we following? What kind of preaching are we following? Do you see Jesus' ministry any place you go? I'm not saying there is no Jesus ministry. Yes, there are a lot of good Jesus ministries. But we have to see, the first of all, the Lord gave specific instructions. Are you receiving specific instructions from the Lord if you are a preacher? Because you are authorized first, you are anointed, now you have specific instructions. The instructions are such that you exactly follow that instruction, don't add anything to that, or don't take anything away from it. See, many, this is the problem today. People have their own instruction. People have their own, hey, I read the scripture, I read the word, and I heard all this. This is what I understand. I'm going to make a sermon. You know, what we hear most of the time is a sermon, very neat and clean and beautiful. It has the head topic. It has all the topic subjects in the materials needed for that topic. A topical sermon or a textual sermon or an expository sermon. You know, it's all prepared correctly. You know, some very systematically run churches, you can hear all those very systematically. You know, these are all done by the book. Now, the question is, are you have authorized the Spirit of God in you? The Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, authorized you through the Spirit of God, His Spirit, Holy Spirit, and then do you have the specific instructions? Go to the lost sheep of Israel. That was the instruction at that time. Now, Jesus first wanted to make the Jews saved. Then the saved Jews will have to preach to the Gentiles. Amen. That was the plan of God. As we study the entire scriptures and Bible, we will see that. We will see that you first salvation to Jews and then to Gentiles, everyone who believe. As you go preach this message, the kingdom of heaven is near. See, that was the same message Jesus preached. Matthew chapter 4, Jesus preached the same message. The kingdom of heaven is near. And therefore, get ready, prepare yourself, and you preach that message that people will repent. We have more to talk about this particular instruction of Jesus Christ. I'll continue this next message. But I would like to pray for the listeners, whoever is ready to receive in the name of Jesus, the salvation. I explained about salvation already. And now to heal the sick, cast the demons. If any of you wanted to be released from any type of sickness, no matter what it is, there is nothing impossible by God. I pray that you trust in the Lord right now and believe that Jesus Christ will heal you. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, any ailments, any sickness, cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, headaches, body pains, eye problems, blindness, and any sickness, renal, urinary conditions, lung conditions, heart conditions, any of those conditions right now. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you touch every one of them listening, every one of them believe right now in the name of Jesus. You heal them, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. You touch them in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. We thank you and we will be back with you next time. May the Lord richly bless.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpos, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West